Amaranth, an OnlyFans girl, is telling other women that it would be a terrible idea for them to start an OnlyFans platform. To me, this sounds like killing the competition, but, you know, maybe she has real altruistic intentions here. So she was on stream reacting to a video that was talking about her bank statements because she posted them on X. She made over $50 million off of her OnlyFans subscriptions last year.
Somebody was telling me that those were fake. I don't know if that's actually true or not.
It could be, but honestly, I would believe it. Yeah. I would believe it if it were real. So this person was saying, honestly, man, effing congratulations to Amaranth. You have tricked all these sad men, all these guys who don't realize what free porn is, into making you a very, very, very rich woman. What he's not acknowledging, of course, is that these women on OnlyFans make money off of these guys, not because they're unaware that free porn exists, but because they want the girlfriend experience from an influencer like her. The guy continued and said, I want to point out, you know, we talk about shit like this. This is the extreme high example, right?
We had 20. Sorry, we missed a 20 here. Oh. From The Undertaker says, do you not have software installed to filter porn from your devices, Mary? Maybe having Big Daddy government enforce your will shouldn't be the first choice. Apps like Covenant Eyes aren't just for teen boys and prawn addicts. So have you ever heard of that?
I have heard of Covenant Eyes. I mean, I'm not going to pay for that, though. Okay. No, thanks.
Right. Continue. Sorry.
He said, this is the extreme high example, right? She is, according to this, in the top 0.01% of OnlyFans. The problem is 99% of these girls on OnlyFans have seen Amaranth do this, make all this money, and they think they're going to make the same money. They think this is the same cheat code activated for them, and they go sign up to do this, showing their butts off. Next thing you know, their mom, their dad, everyone knows they're getting fired from their jobs over it. And Amaranth replied, and she did not disagree with this guy. She said, I would never recommend girls to start an OnlyFans. Do not. It's not good for you. It only works if you're already an established creator.
She's right about that. Like, there's a reason why, like, so many, like Mandy Rose from WWE went from WWE to her site and instantly made a crap ton of money because she built her platform on a very public setting, garnered a large audience, and then pulled that audience in. It's like how they always say, like, when, like, say somebody's got an audience here on YouTube, do you know how hard it is? Like Eric July talked about this. Like, do you know how hard it is to pull an audience to get from, you know, like, you got 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. How many of those do you think are actually going to buy physical media that you're making? It is a very, very, we're talking 1%. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to get maybe 1% to transfer over. So the idea that you're going to build from that platform alone is kind of ridiculous.
Well, Amaranth needed her Twitch following.
Yes.
Before she made the OnlyFans to move them over. And someone pointed out the median earnings for a creator on OnlyFans are about $200 a month. That's median. So there are literally millions of OnlyFans creators making substantially less than that. And you can only really be in the top 1% or top 0.01% if you want to make Amaranth money.
Mark Daga says only 7% of OnlyFans creators earn the equivalent to a 40-hour work week minimum wage job. So just like what I like the comparison that they always make. It says, now you ladies know what it's like to be a SoundCloud rapper.
Look, it's not a pragmatic solution to your financial troubles. Well,
they think it's a cheat code.
Do you think Amaranth is pulling up the ladder behind her and that she's just afraid of the competition? Because I highly doubt that's going on here.
I like the idea that she's pulling the lubed up ladder right up behind her.
And look, when I saw this, I said, I hate this. I hate everything about this because she's being disingenuous and she is warning people about the financial risk of doing OnlyFans rather than the risk to their interpersonal relationships, the risk to their mental health, the risk to them spiritually speaking. All of these things are far more important. If every woman who did OnlyFans made millions of dollars a year, I would still tell them it's a horrible idea. Yep. The money is the least thing that you need to worry about, to be honest. It's the fact that you are selling your body essentially as a digital prostitute. It is spiritually destructive to everyone involved, the people paying you and you selling this product, yourself as the product. It's extremely destructive to society. And now we're arguing about who is to blame for the fact that Amaranth made $50 million off of OnlyFans. Most people are saying it's the simps, but Amaranth also bears guilt in this situation. And this reminds me of a time that Blair White went on Piers Morgan Uncensored, and they were talking about the subject of OnlyFans and the fact that a lot of Gen Z girls are getting duped into thinking this is a get-rich-quick scheme. And Blair White's point basically was, yeah, it's not that. If you join OnlyFans, there's a high likelihood, you know, more often than not, that the only thing you're going to do is maybe make $100 or less and ruin your chances of getting a real job after the fact. Yeah. And yes, I understand that those pragmatic concerns resonate more with people than telling them that what they're doing is morally hazardous, but that's not the whole truth. It's part of, it's a very, very, very small grain of the truth that you're not telling the whole story because that would be too controversial.
Why don't these women do Mary Kay like they used to? Come on.
Literally, it would be more... It would, I honestly wouldn't have a problem with it if they joined an MLM. Just if we're choosing between OnlyFans and an MLM, go join the MLM.
Like go stay at an airport, like an airport hotel for a weekend and have somebody sell you about some like get rich quick scheme about like eternal positivity and how you can build your brand that way and you'll be better off.
I don't know. I just think everyone is so cowardly that they don't have the courage to talk about the real problem here with pornography and with making yourself into a product.
It's
like commodifying your intimacy.
I don't think it's courage for her. I think she legitimately just doesn't see it that way.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't. Yeah. But, you know, someone like, you know, an influencer like a Blair White or a Piers Morgan, like how would that not occur to you? Mm-hmm. That it would kind of destroy someone's mental stability to sell their bodies on the internet. And that's not something you bring up as a way to warn them against it. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah.
But because yeah, I'm sure Amaranth is so far gone that she doesn't even feel anything anymore. Yeah. So she doesn't know what a normal person would feel about selling their body on the internet. But you know, even she was getting all emotional on that stream saying that her husband was forcing her to sell her body. You built an empire off of my body. As if she was doing it against her will.
There was also that lady who, like, she went viral because she quit, like, in tears. It was, like, from July. Yeah. OnlyFans model goes viral after quitting as she's not attracted to men anymore. She says it legitimately destroyed her ability to be attracted to men because of the messages she would receive and the interaction she had.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you're interacting with the worst men in society on purpose. It's your job to interact with the worst men in society who are at their worst, who are at their lowest, who are at rock bottom.
She says, I feel a little bit dead inside. This is a woman named Kim Princessa. Kimchi Princessa says, I feel a bit dead inside. I feel completely desensitized and I don't know, not to sound funny, but I really don't feel any type of desire or attraction to men in general.
Oh yeah, like anymore. We made a video about this girl. Yep. I remember.
Yep.
Yeah, and those are the types of warnings that girls should be getting against doing OnlyFans. Not, you might not make $1 million. Like, I feel like that's just logical. Like, yeah, you would know that you're not going to become Jeff Bezos off of making an OnlyFans account. It's just very disingenuous to me when people aren't capable of speaking the obvious truth.
Yeah. Yep. I just, a lot of people are going to read just the headline and be like, oh, look at her doing the right thing, trying to warn people off from doing so.
But it's like, even if Amaranth was saying what I'm saying right now, but continuing to make a killing off of all of these lonely men, I would still find it morally abhorrent.
Well, she did do that, essentially, like, right? Like,
well, even if she were warning women against doing OnlyFans for the right reasons.
Making herself the victim with the husband thing, but continuing to do it and then changing the story to, oh, it's not that you did it off my body, it's that you didn't let me do it on my own terms, which it's like...
Stupid.
There's no there in this case. That's a partnership. You're saying you felt a way about it, and then when that you don't change it, you're changing the way you felt about it.
She also couldn't have her male following know that she was married unless there was some kind of sob story behind it, because that would ruin the illusion of the girlfriend experience, which they are purchasing. And it's just ridiculous. Like, yes, these men know that free porn exists. They probably consume free porn as well as OnlyFans, but they are subscribing to OnlyFans to get the illusion that your private messaging with Amaranth, this beautiful woman across the world, in reality, it's a man or it's like AI that's talking to you. They're not stupid. They know that that free porn exists.
I wonder how many of these men bought her beer with her
vaginal yeast beer.
Yeah,
it's just disgusting. It's very perverted. Like, I'm starting to think that this makes you like publicly indecent. Like, you should be arrested for this. It's public indecency. Okay. You're being indecent on a public platform.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see if any women heed her warning. Remember, what's the amount? The creator total is like 2 million people use
about 3 million.
Like,
I think
2 to 3 million are actually signed up for OnlyFans. So just take that in mind when you think about the problem. 3 million is a lot of people, but it's not half the planet doing it. It's 3 million people, which is I think the creator account in America was pretty high. Like, it wasn't like one in 100 women or something like that.
I'm sure if you looked at the user base, that would be more globalized, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Listen to full episodes of Pop Culture Crisis on Spotify.
Keep up with us on social media and make sure you subscribe and ring that bell so you never miss the show. Bye, guys.